author Joel Bakken. He's on the other end of our line to talk about an interesting book, Children Under Siege, how advertisers go after our kids. Joel, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Other than the fact your Red Wings beat my Canucks yesterday.
Well, you know what? I hope there's more beatings to occur, because last year in the playoffs was very tough for us. So we're looking for a turnaround here. Tell us about your background, Joel.
Well, I'm originally from East Lansing, Michigan, born in Sparrow Hospital in Lansing, Michigan, and moved all around with my family. My father taught at Michigan State University, so I was a big Spartans fan. Lived next door to Duffy Torrey, famed coach of the Spartans, and ended up in Vancouver, Canada, where I teach law at the University of British Columbia.
Well, your book is very interesting, Children Under Siege. I'm the type of guy that if I see a Coke commercial, I'm not going to go out and buy a Coke. If I see a Pepsi commercial, I'm not going to buy Pepsi because I drink Coke. I just don't react that way, and I know many adults are that way. But when it comes to our kids, I see the way they react. They'll even watch commercials just to see if they're funny. And I always wondered how they're targeted and why they react the way they do. And your book talks about how the marketers know exactly how to push their buttons, and they do it.
Well, that's exactly right. They rely on the latest and the best psychological science. They hire their own psychologists. And, in a very kind of cold and calculating way, they see children as a resource to be tapped for profit. And they go after them in the same way they go after other things that might be profitable. And it isn't always best for our children. I think the current, exploding rates of obesity, for example, in terms of junk food consumption, are one element of the evidence that suggests the effect on children's health isn't positive.
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned what the advertisers are doing, and then there are many who don't want to hear the government telling us what to eat and how to feed our kids. So it's kind of you're getting it from both sides.
Well, I guess, I look at this closely in the book. I mean, parents are ultimately the people in charge of their kids, and that's how it should be. But there are times when you want to say, now just hold on a minute, whether it's corporations or it's other potentially harmful people to our kids, we say, there is a role for government to try to protect kids and make it easier for parents to protect their kids. And government is involved in this. Just a couple days ago, the FTC actually announced that it had some new proposals concerning advertising aimed at kids, but the industry went apoplectic about it and basically pressured government into reducing the scope of those proposals. So I think, the real interests that are fighting government attempts to try to rein in some of these excessive tendencies on the part of marketers, the real interests fighting them are the industries, the marketing industries, fast food industries and whatnot. I think most parents would be happy to have a little bit of help in trying to promote healthier eating habits for their kids.
In the book, Children Under Siege, you examine how consumerism has become increasingly present in the day-to-day lives of children. Elaborate on that.
Well, I guess when you look at it, you go back maybe 30, 40 years, all you really had to worry about was a television set in the living room and a radio and maybe a few magazines that kids were being exposed to marketing through. You look at the world today, the recent Kaiser Family Foundation report noted that kids spend 8 to 10 hours a day on average consuming commercial media. And now it's not just through the television set, but it's through smartphones and tablets and mobile devices and computers and gaming platforms. So the ways that marketers can reach children have expanded profoundly in a very short time, and really kind of completely surround kids now with marketing messages. So it is a very different world that they're living in.
All right, I'm not sure I'm going to like the answer to this, but exactly what do marketers do? What are some of the things that they do to get our kids' ears and eyes, and what would I be surprised to know?
Well, I read the marketing literature very closely. I decided I'm going to go and see what they say they do. And basically what they said is that kids have a variety of curiosities, fascinations, and emotions. They're drawn to things that are secret, like adult vices, be it sex. They're drawn to violence. That, you know, they have a natural curiosity about these things. And so what marketers say is we really need to tap those curiosities. So, you know, you may have noticed that, for example, sexualized images seem to be a larger part of kids' culture today. Violence is ramping up. And I provide numerous examples in the book. Probably the worst that I came across was a game on Nickelodeon's online gaming site called AddictingGames.com. Which has since been, it's not there anymore, but it was there for quite some time, called Whack Your Soulmate, which involved a couple, a man and a woman. And, you know, this is aimed at 8-11-year-old kids, a man and a woman trying to find more and more brutal ways of killing each other, including defecating on each other and blood all over the place, and really gruesome and cynical ways. And that's how I asked my own 11-year-old, you know, what do you do on the computer? And he sent me to this site, and I was quite appalled by what I found there.
Well, the book is available on Amazon and any bookstore and probably other resources online. We're going to call you back. I want to get you on to talk about more specifics. We're a little on a time restraint here, Joel. We appreciate you. Joel Bakken went to Michigan State University from the area. It's been great talking with you. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.